Welcome to the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, after days of speculation surrounding the shooting of Joshua Brown, a witness in the Amber Geiger trial, a key witness, Dallas police identified three suspects on Tuesday in connection with Brown's death. Tuesday evening, NBC News reported that the second of the three suspects, Michael Diaz Mitchell, had been taken into custody in Louisiana. Earlier that day, Assistant Chief Avery Moore said that one of the suspects, Jaquarius Mitchell, age 20, was in custody at Parkland Hospital. During that news conference held at Dallas Police Headquarters, officials said Brown was fatally shot Friday in a drug deal gone bad at an apartment complex on Cedar Springs Road. All three suspects came from Alexandria, Louisiana, to purchase drugs from him, police said. The third suspect, Thaddeus Charles Green, age 22, remains at large. The announcement of the suspects' names came as pressure increased from community leaders for an independent investigation into Brown's case. Brown had testified in the murder trial of Geiger, a former Dallas police officer convicted of murder last week and sentenced to 10 years in prison. The timing of Brown's death raised public speculation about whether the shooting was somehow tied to his testimony. Brown's family declined a request for an interview through civil rights attorney Lee Merritt on Tuesday, but said in a statement the department should not continue to lead this investigation. The statement did not refute any details from police officials. A cloud of suspicion will rest over this case until steps are taken to ensure the trustworthiness of the process, the family said in a written statement. Moore gave condolences to the Brown family and said the department was working diligently to find the remaining suspect. He then addressed the conspiracy theories and said they simply are not true. Without pointing to specific statements, he issued a warning to community leaders. I encourage those leaders to be mindful of their actions moving forward because their words have jeopardized the integrity of the city of Dallas as well as the Dallas Police Department, he said. Second, according to the Daily Mail, Alabama's capital, Montgomery, a city once considered a cradle to the Confederacy and later revered as the birthplace of the civil rights movement, has elected its first African-American mayor in its 200-year history. Probate Judge Stephen Reed, age 45, clasped the history-making victory after defeating local television station owner David Woods by a decisive margin, winning by around 67% of the vote in Tuesday's mayoral runoff, according to unofficial returns. This election has never been about me, Reed told a cheering crowd after his triumph was announced. This election has never been about just my ideas, it's been about all of the hopes and dreams that we have as individuals and collectively in the city. Reed said his campaign was built on a coalition focused on the city's future and all of the things that tie us together rather than those things that keep us apart. His father, Joe Reed, is the longtime leader of the Black Caucus of the Alabama Democratic Party. Montgomery, which was incorporated on December 3, 1819, has long played a central role in the United States' unsavory racial history. It was the first capital of the Confederate States in 1861 and is home to the church where Martin Luther King Jr. pioneered the Montgomery Bus Boycott, which went on to make Rosa Parks a household name. Third, according to the Christian Post, a New Orleans Saints team captain fined over $7,000 for wearing a headband with the words Man of God displayed across the front has won his appeal. Linebacker Demario Davis took to Instagram Tuesday night to say that he was victorious in his appeal of a $7,017 fine imposed on him by the National Football League for a uniform infraction during a September 22nd game against the Seattle Seahawks. So my agent just told me that I won my appeal and won't have to pay the headband fine, Dafis wrote in an Instagram post. But instead of keeping the money, Dafis said he would donate every penny of the fine to St. Dominic Hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. St. Dominic's emergency department has been the beneficiary of the proceeds from the Man of God, Woman of God, and Child of God headbands Dafis began selling online in response to his fine. The headbands can be purchased for $25 and are available in gold and pink. Fourth, according to the Daily Mail, the youngest son of former Sacramento Kings star Mitch Richmond has died unexpectedly at the age of 20, his family confirmed. The retired professional basketball player, age 54, confirmed the devastating news that his son Shane had passed away in a statement released on Tuesday. He said, "It is with great sadness and pain that we inform you that our youngest son, Shane, unexpectedly passed away last night. We are heartbroken and devastated with this tragic news, and we use the strength of our family and the thoughts and prayers of our friends to get through this incredibly difficult time." Shane was a ray of light for his two brothers, sister, mom, and dad, and at only 20 years of age had a wealth of friends and admirers who will desperately miss his warm affection and smile. The statement, posted to Twitter by NBC's Authentic reporter Logan Murdoch, added, "As we go through the grieving process and the loss of our son, we ask that she respects her privacy." A cause of death for Shane was not immediately clear. Fifth, according to Black News, Shelly Ann Fraser Price, a Jamaican sprinter, has been named the fastest woman in the world after her recent victory in the 100-meter final at the World Championships in Doha, Qatar. At the age of 32, she has also made history as the oldest woman to ever win the title. Fraser Price sprinted past her contenders and finished the race in 10.71 seconds, just 0.01 seconds of the personal best she set in 2012. She received her fourth world championships title in the 100-meter division and eighth world title overall. Her recent victory was extra special as she was joined on the track by her two-year-old son Zion after she won. She was the first mother in 24 years to win the world 100-meter title after giving birth. "My secret is just staying humble and just know who you are as a person, an athlete, and just continue to work hard," Fraser Price told CNN after her victory. "It's a wonderful feeling having my son witnessing this." Sixth, according to Daily Mail, a mother of five who was cruelly bullied for being the darkest kid in class has finally found confidence after becoming the face of a new shade of foundation that perfectly matches her skin tone. Joy Muhammad, age 31, from Detroit, spent her life wearing makeup that was too light for her skin, leaving her feeling ghastly during dance recitals or class photos. Despite growing up in a Black community, she was constantly asked if she'd been in the sun too long, or if she was adopted because of her dark skin tone. But last week, the law student found herself crying tears of pride as she got ready to step in front of the cameras and model new makeup shade, 6.04 Warm Red Ebony. The foundation is sold by Detroit-based brand The Lip Bar, owned by Black female entrepreneurs, which Joy has supported for years. Joy said, "I was drawn to this brand not only because it was also Detroit-owned, Black-owned, and women-owned, but because it worked so well and showed up on my skin so well." Joy even took her little girl Adeline, age 5, along to teach her about beauty diversity and to share the proud moment. She said, "I took Adeline because I want her to see that what we consider beauty diversity to be normal for her, and that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. I didn't want to tell her about it or show her pictures. I wanted her to see it." Seventh, according to FaithWire, after coming out of retirement and joining the New England Patriots this past spring, NFL tight end Benjamin Watson was released by the team on Monday. Watson, age 38, announced the news in a statement on Twitter. "I gave my all, but it was not enough to earn a spot on the Patriots roster. I'm beyond disappointed, but even more upset for my family, who has supported me with all the love a husband and father could ask for," the father of five added. "They are my heroes. The God of victory is also a God in failure," he added, ending his statement with a reference to Romans 8:28, which reads, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.